Good morning and welcome to Community Connections with Children's Services Council of St. Lucie County. I'm just one of your hosts, Sean Boyle. With me is
Ashley Mott.
And welcome to the half-hour radio program and podcast, depending on either way, it's all audio. either way you listen, but all about connecting you, the listener, to resources and things that are available in our great community we call St. Lucie County. Now, we at the Children's Services Council always say this because it's always true, not radio and or media professionals, but what we do at the Children's Services Council is focus on five priorities. And those priorities are: one, making sure every baby is a healthy baby; two, stopping child abuse before it happens; three, keeping kids off the streets; four, keeping them in school; and five, keeping them off drugs, alcohol, and other risk behaviors. And when I say we make those a priority, we track those indicators. We develop systems of care and fund programs that are available to all families in those five priority areas.
And if you're like, okay, I get keeping kids off the streets, but what does that really mean? You can visit us on our website at cscslc.org. And we have a list of all of the programs that work in each one of those priority areas that Sean mentioned, along with their contact information. So if there is something that you are looking for you, your family, or something to recommend or refer to a friend or a coworker, all of the information about those programs is there. And you can also find that information, those trends that Sean talked about that we track, all of the information and the data that we've collected over really the last 30 plus years is there. And you can see the impact that is being had in our community by the work that those programs are doing.
And you know, you talked about how you can access those programs on our website, and we have a directory of programs that you can download. We're more than happy to deliver them to you as well. I just read we're delivering a bunch to the St. Lucie public school systems to help with their kids that are in homeless and those and obviously other families as well, but we'll come and bring them to you. And you can up at a level if you want us to come talk to your group, not only deliver them but come talk to your group about services that are available for kids and kind of the trends that we're seeing. You can just call us at 772-408-1100. We will come deliver them and speak if you so choose. You can even choose your speaker because Ashley does voice impressions.
Obviously, I feel like if someone was going to make that request, they would say, I want Sean and Ashley both together. Literally. The most entertaining. Come on.
But you also forgot to mention that we are, for like it or not, on social media. So you can also learn about programs and resources and things that are available for families on our social media pages, plural, which means the Book of Face, or commonly referred to as Facebook, the place where people go to complain, but also the place where the Children's Services Council of St. Lucie County posts inspirational messages, as well as things that are going on in our community and program information. And if you're like, Sean, like, I am not 50 years old and older. I am too old, too young for Facebook. First of all, who are you kidding? You know you're on Facebook because that's how you track all the people you grew up with.
For real.
Right, Ashley?
But that is 100% true.
But we're on the IG or Instagram. If you want to know what's going on without a lot of words, just go on Instagram.
It's where the cool kids are.
Ashley's kind enough to let me post on stories. So occasionally I'll post something that's going on the story format. And she only allows me to do that because the most that'll stay on there is 24 hours. So if I really mess it up, it'll be gone in 24 hours. So encourage you to follow us on Facebook and or Instagram. Just look up Children's Services Council St. Lucie County or St. Lucie CSC. I think both of them get you there. We are recording right before everyone's commute to work is going to get consistently longer.
I was going to say, are you going to say longer? Are you going to say worse? Like, how's this going to go?
Let's go longer. I won't say it's worse, but it's definitely going to be longer.
More crowded, maybe.
And it needs to be safer.
For sure. So Sean is referencing that this week, lots of our friends in our community are returning to school. And I don't know about you, I feel like this summer flew by, and even having the conversation with my kids about school starting is like giving me anxiety. So I'm sure there's a lot of other parents that are feeling the same way. But my kids are excited. So I'm good with it. You know, we're getting ready. back to a schedule, back to a set time. My kids are excited this year, so I'm happy about that. No complaints. Yeah, no complaints yet.
So everybody, pause right now. Go find your kids and grandkids and ask them if they're excited for this upcoming week. And yeah, get back to us and let us know.
Yeah, get back to us. I need those.
You can text Ashley directly at...
I would be open to that. But as we are all returning to our schedules, returning back to school, one of the things that we always talk about on this show, out in the community, we've even got some radio ads that are running, and some, you know, other sort of outreach, if you will, that we're doing, is around our programs that serve kids during what we call out of school time, but really that means after school. And we have an extensive network of programs that work in that area, what we call to keep kids off the streets. And just as a reminder, those programs for us are not just a quiet place for your kids to go after school instead of just going home. But all of our after school programs have some sort of tutoring component, or at least homework help. Many, if not all of them, have a food like snack or dinner that the kids get before they go home. And really, it's just a safe, positive place for kids to be between those hours of getting out of school and mom and dad getting home from work. And it's just, we have such a great network of after school programs, I think, now in our community. And I just to say, if your child is returning to school and you don't know what they're going to be doing after school, once school is dismissed, please take a look at our website at the list of all of our partners that work in that area. They really are doing some amazing things, some that focus not just on sort of the generic after school time, but talking about performing arts, talking about music. There's a lot of different things going on in those programs, and it provides kids opportunities that they don't get to see a lot otherwise. So please make sure that if you're looking for something for your family, that you check out that list, and reach out and contact them if it's something that you're interested in. If you need help making a choice, on our website, we've got their addresses listed. So if you need to find something that is close to school or close to home, all of that information is accessible for you on our website.
Yeah, just, I would also ask, obviously, all that information's on there. But if you can get a chance to take a tour to find out what your child will be experiencing, and also kind of give you a flavor of what that program is like. So having said all that, we're going to shift gears a little bit. And we're going to talk about the impact that parenting, particularly fathers, have on kids. So I'm going to let our guest in.
Sounds good. I feel like this is, you know, through some of the programs that we've been doing, we've been talking about fathers a lot. So I'm excited that there's another organization in our community that is too.
You have an audio issues there, Ashley? All right. So we all know, you know, we talk about parenting a lot and the impact that parents and grandparents can have on kids. And obviously every child needs an adult role model, somebody that they can look up to, somebody they can talk to. And I'll be honest with you, Ashley, a lot of our programming, particularly, you know, the programs that we fund, not all of them, but some of them really geared towards mothers, you know, and I'll even use this and this isn't necessarily always the case, but an example, we have a nurse home visitation program, where a nurse will come out and visit with the mom and the baby, and a lot of those visits occur when dad's at work. But we got to remember that, you know, there's a ton of research, and we're going to talk about that shows the impact of a two-parent household or even just having fathers engaged. So we're happy to have with us Sebastian making his radio debut. Thank goodness it's not television for you listeners to see what this radio host looks like, but his radio debut. Welcome, Sebastian from Healthy Starts Team Dad.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure and honor to just be here with you guys and just join in on the conversation around supporting our families in the community.
And I don't think I realize, Sebastian, I'm looking at those. Obviously, it's a radio show, so you can't see his background while we're talking. But TEAM is an acronym. So what's the acronym stand for TEAM Dad? What's the TEAM part stand for? TEAM Dad.
Teaching, empowering, advocating, and mentoring our dads.
Well, well stated. There's a quiz on that later, listening audience.
That, hold on, can you say that again? That's like very powerful. That's a very powerful acronym.
Yeah, so you'll hear TEAM Dad a lot, and TEAM stands for teaching, empowering, advocating, and mentoring.
That is very good. So, you know, for some of our listeners, we joke often on the show with our listeners, like, where have you been if you haven't heard about this program? But you are a new program, so you have not been around that long. So it's okay if they haven't heard about you. This is their intro to your program.
They have one day excuse after that. They have to know about you.
Next time, there better be no excuses. But you're the new kid on the block.
New kid on the block. And, you know, I think Sean earlier stated that for a long time, we've actually just highlighted moms and sort of cared and you know, just supported and a lot of programming around moms, mothers, the female gender and roles in a child's upbringing. And, you know, I think it was long overdue. So as the new kid on the block, you know, the Department of Health saw it that in the state of Florida, they wanted to, you know, roll out something. As well as, you know, Children's Services Council and other big players that like to fund new and creative, innovative ways to support families. There's a need, right? And they've seen that the male for a long time has been neglected. So hopefully, again, like you said, this is not going to be the hidden program or the hidden dad anymore. We're going to come out to the forefront and spotlight.
Well, you know, obviously, this show is your runway. It's
coming out party, yeah.
The flame.
So it's interesting because I think there's this stereotype out there that fathers don't want to be engaged with their kids, or and particularly young dads. When I say young, it's because I'm old, but you know, like new fathers. And our experience, Ashley, with some of our efforts, and obviously with Sebastian's, that's clearly not the case. They want to be engaged and they want to be involved. And I'm assuming, Sebastian, you provide them, and I'm just going off your acronym, I'm assuming you provide them the skills and the resources on how to be engaged with their child.
Most definitely. So we're running off of a 24/7 dad national fatherhood initiative, which is an evidence-based program nationwide. And we've currently have that curriculum in-house, and are able to navigate, you know, through 12 session programming on tips and again, teaching our dads from a self-awareness standpoint, from self-care, talking about relationships and communication, and just how they impact their community, how to father and then how to parent, two different things, right? So yes, evidence-based teaching module of just a curriculum. So we put that tool in their hands once we navigate and they come on board with us.
So I happen to have in front of me, and I don't know if you have it in front of you, Ashley and Sebastian, but it's from your program, and it's about kind of some of the data that supports the importance of having a father engaged in a child's life. And some of this is very just eye-opening, right? I mean, sure. I don't know if you want to go through any of these, but you know, I kind of look at it as we're letting the our community know about this resource, and before we get into some of those details, maybe we just need to speak to why it's so important. I mean, it seems obvious, right? The, you know, an engaged father in a child's life is a good thing, but some of the stuff, like a child raised in fatherless homes, are at an increased risk, 4 times more likely to live in poverty, 30 times more likely to run away or experience homelessness, 9 times more likely to drop out of school, 11 times more likely to exhibit violent behavior, 20 times more likely to be incarcerated. but let's not focus on the negative. Let's focus on the positive, right? Mm-hmm. So involved fathers, and I'm just reading your flyer, so you by all means can step in. But
no, that was the purpose of that. I mean, I think I tend to share these with our community, with those dads that are seeking tips and support in the process, because like you said, it is alarming and it is more impactful to see. And it means something when they actually realize those negative things that you point out. If I am not involved, if I decide to stand out or separate or focus on other things outside of the home, then these are some of the detrimental effects. Now, like you said, please highlight the positives if they actually now made the step to just be involved.
Right. And I got to say, because I'm imagining we have a lot of mothers and grandmothers listening going, well, you know, what about us? We've been holding it down. We're not, this isn't one or the other. This is an and, not an or, right? We want everybody involved, correct. Mothers and dads. But to your point, Sebastian, again, just if a father is involved and having a positive impact on their child, the child is 130% more likely to hold leadership positions, 55% more likely to go to college, 43% more likely to earn an A, 75% less likely to have a teen birth, 80% less likely to spend time in jail, 46% less likely to use drugs, and 50% less likely to experience depression symptoms, which basically is all to say that a being an engaged father has a huge, huge impact on your child's life.
It's incredible. So, you know, I mean, I also navigate, you know, the importance of that involved father, right? And there's tips on the relationships with the other caregivers involved, right? So like you alluded to, moms, grandmoms, you know, grandparents involved or other females that may be involved. I'm sure if, you know, there was another male in the picture, whoever that male could be, an uncle, a grandfather, it goes to say the same, that that person helping the female counterpart is going to continue to produce just, you know, better results for the involvement, for the development of that child, rather. So I think it goes without saying that for a long time, a lot of men have found, and this is not all, but a lot of men have found other things that are more important or take priority over their kids. I know that cognitively and just, you know, thinking through it, I have a kid, you know, great, that's important. But what are my actions and modeling? Are they lining up with what my words and my thoughts are saying? You know, so I think that's the opportunity that we have here in the Teen Dad program.
I think it's interesting too, because I kind of feel, Sean, I don't know if you would agree with this, but I feel like some of the things that we monitor, that we've looked at trends for over, you know, decades, is that there's kind of this ebb and flow, right? And I think we're in this upswing now where people are recognizing the important role that a positive male figure plays in the life of a child. And I think that we are kind of in this space where some of the men who are becoming fathers now didn't have a role model, didn't have that person in their life to show them how to be a great parent, to show them how to be a great father. And so the importance of programs like this is to kind of come alongside those dads and say, we get that you might not have had the best experience, but together, we're going to put this plan together to make sure that the children in your life do have a great experience. And so I think from conversations that we've had from some of our programming that we do with More Than a Game out in the community, I think those conversations are super important, because, you know, we say all the time, kids don't come with instruction manuals, and they certainly don't come with one specific to a mother or a father. And so being able to have these conversations out in the community and to remind dads that, you know, there's no book that says what you have to do and what you don't have to do. But there are people who can help you figure it out.
And I'll just add to what you both just said, and something that always struck me when somebody told me this. And, you know, because you can be a dad and be in the home, but not be engaged in your child's life, right? So I will ask every father and grandfather out there, How many, if you're a sports fan, let's say you're a Heat fan or you're a Dolphins fan, do you know, for example, the roster of the Miami Heat? Do you know, you know, the Jimmy Butlers, the Bams, the Heroes, the Duncan Robinson, or even the football team, the Dolphins? I'm just picking on Florida teams. Do you know, like, who their quarterback is, who their main receiver is, who their running backs, their defensive players? Then ask yourself, do you know the names of your kids' teachers? And I remember when somebody told me that, that hit me like a brick wall, because at that time I was playing fantasy sports. I could tell you probably six players deep on every single team, but I could not tell you the names of my kids' teachers. And it really opened my eyes to be like, okay, Sean, what are your priorities? Mm-hmm. And so think about that, fathers. You know, you can still be there physically, but you also got to be there mentally, right? And connecting with your kids. And that's kind of what you help dads do, right, Sebastian?
Yes. And, you know, just to take that a step further as to, do you even know their teachers? Do you even know some of their tastes and wants and dislikes or feelings and emotions, even in the home right there that are living, for those of you that are living, or maybe you're not living, but you still have to have a connection with your child and a bond. Do you know them? You know, not just the teacher, how they tick, what makes them upset, right? Not just lash out, reacting towards some of their behaviors and actions, but more so proactively, you know, how do you prevent that, right? So it goes a long way when I have a dad that we're trying to help to understand those things, right? And I think those are some of the things, and nothing has to be broken, out of place, or problematic when it comes to joining our program. And by no means we want to take any stereotypes away from another program, or if you attend the program, you know, there must be something wrong, or you were committed to it or something like that by somebody else. No, nothing has to be wrong. This is just a journey where we come alongside and just empower those dads to just try and be better, more understanding, more patient. And, you know, it's, at the end of the day, it's free. It's tips. Even if you're exhausted and you are trying and you're doing well, it's just another place where you can come and actually release, talk about it, and see if there's other guys that are going through the same thing, right? Other males, or maybe you get offered a different perspective on a particular challenge that you're having as a dad and wanting to be involved. And how do you teach? How can I have a meal together with my family? How can we bring it back to some basics of things that have been missing via the male component?
So let's talk a little bit about how that all works. And so I think we've clearly set the table that there's a need, clearly set the table that it's a judgment-free zone. You're kind of advocating, if you will, not just because you call Sebastian up or get enrolled doesn't mean that you're a bad father or grandfather or role model. It just means you want to get better. And who doesn't want to get better, right? So what do I do? I just call you up and say, I'm in? Like, is there a class? Do you come meet me? Like, how's it all work? Do I get a manual?
So we journey. Yeah. You will get the person.
Specific to my child. Right? So
not particular to the child. So it's not a one size fits all, right? No. But yeah, you reach out to me directly via email, a phone call into Healthy Start. Healthy Start then channels it through to my branch, Team Dad. And basically you're journeying for a minimum of about 12 weeks, right? It's a 12-session, 12-week program. Doesn't have to be consecutively, you know, every week. It can be at the pace of that particular male dad's scheduling, right? So we're cognizant of meeting them where they're at, right? If it's an evening thing after work, so be it. If it's on the day off, so be it. If those days off are every 2 weeks or something like that, we meet them there as well. But here, before we close, I'll share my contact information on how to reach me if that's okay with you guys. My email and phone number, and they can directly just reach me and we'll get them onboarded as soon as they're ready.
Yeah. So we have a rule. We're going to have to give out your contact information at least 3 times. So you might as well give it out the first time. We still got 5 minutes left, so we'll get it in left other ways too.
Okay. So my email is scastillo at kcbd.org. So it's scastillo at kcbd.org. And the direct line where you can reach me is 772-595-4134.
So I call, and I understand that it's 12 weeks
now. Not gonna lie. Sorry, that phone number is way easier than your email.
I guess. I'll repeat that a few
phone
times
number.
In a little
bit. Phone number again. Yeah. Ashley's preferred way. 772-595-4134. So I call.
That's it.
And you say it's 12 weeks. So am I going through this class or these sessions with other gentlemen, or is it one-on-one?
It's one-on-one. We're in the process of hopefully getting good traction and good attendance with the one-on-ones to hopefully then create more group sessions where we do sort of like release and let go events, you know, over bowling or a dinner night, where those one-on-one journeys turn into small groups that we can then have. But for the moment, it's one-on-one.
Oh, so even less, you know, if someone's like a little shy, or, you know, it's just you and the father figure, correct?
Correct. Confidential, you know, safe, secure, you know, and just a safe place for them to share.
Nice. So when I call, because our listeners, all of our female listeners, are going to give this number to a male, and they're going to say, call this number. What information do I need? We always like to kind of get in a little bit in this detail so everybody understands how it's all going to go. Like, what information do they need to have at hand?
Truthfully, yeah, just their name, number, address. The initial call is a warm sort of intro on their part, as well as mine, a little bit about what we do, kind of like I've been going over here in the program. And then we do send out a consent form to just make it a little bit more formal, where we can get their signature that it is okay to navigate in this relationship one-on-one, or that could be done in the first session when they decide to schedule that. But initially on that call, it's just, hey, what's up? What's going on? Glad you reached out. You know, I'm here to support you. How can I support you? What do you need from me? And when is a good time to meet? And that is it. Nothing else.
Oh, that's pretty straightforward.
Pretty easy.
So again, yeah. Start that journey and working with Sebastian by calling 772-595-4134. Again, 772-595-4134. Sebastian, we got like a couple minutes left. Let's say there's somebody's listening and their kids are all grown up and they don't necessarily have anybody to send through it, but they want to help out. Is there anything else that you need from the community, whether it be donations or rooms to meet, anything?
Most definitely. We're always needing, as most people probably listen to know, nonprofits always have a need, correct? And money is always a thing. Resources and things that they can offer, like diapers and wipes and all those things. Again, you can reach me directly at 772-595-4134. And overall, our organization as Healthy Start is more than happy to navigate and receive that from you and offer the receipt on that, and be appreciative in the community to be able to just pay it forward.
That's awesome. We're excited that you came on. We're coming towards the end here, but I'm anxious to hear and have you come back on 6 months or so down the road to hear all the cool things that you guys are doing. I know you already had a barbecue not that long ago to kind of attract some dads, and you know, who doesn't like a good barbecue? So excited to hear more about it. Thank you, Sebastian, for coming on. Remember, it's Team Dad. Tell everybody what team stands for again.
Teaching, empowering, advocating, and mentoring.
So all of our listeners, encourage you to give this to the male role models for your kids in your household, or you dads, grandfathers, call them directly at 772-595-4134, because we know the importance of having two engaged parents, and specifically in this instance, the dads engaged in a child's life. Thank you so much, Sebastian, for coming on. We greatly appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
A little bit of hazing welcoming the St. Lucie County programming here. All right.
Thank you.
We want to thank everybody for tuning in, and thanks, Sebastian, for sharing this information. A reminder that it's a weekly radio program every Sunday on 104.5 The Flame at 10 a.m. If by chance you happen to miss it, do not fear. Just pull out your phone, including iPhones. Pull up your podcast app. Look up Community Connections with Children's Services Council. And through the magic of the interwebs, it'll be delivered straight to your phone so that you can listen. Because we are grateful for every listen and grateful for all of you. And a simple reminder that it's our children, our community, our future. Now more than ever, folks, including you dads, we're all in this together. We'll see you next time.